So the head of the Serious Commercial Crimes Unit, Advocate Lawrence Mkhwebi, has been on the stand defending himself at the inquiry investigating his fitness to hold office. Justice Yvonne Mokgoro is chairing the inquiry, which is also considering the conduct of Deputy Prosecution's boss Nomcobo Jiba. Now, after 4 weeks of often damning evidence against Mkhwebi and Jiba, the embattled state advocates finally have an opportunity to address the cases against them. EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman has been tracking this story for us. Good afternoon to you, Barry. I see Mkhwebi told the inquiry he, in fact, was a target of a vendetta there in the NPA.
Yeah, good afternoon, Clement. Well, he's taken us back all the way to 2004, and this is a response to the allegations made by the likes of Willie Hofmeyr, who said that at some point there were problems with Lawrence Mkhwebi when he was the Scorpion's head down in KwaZulu-Natal, that he was underperforming. Well, what Lawrence Mkhwebi tells you is that at one point in 2004, he came under some information that suggested that there was abuse of the so-called confidential funds, the C funds within the Scorpions. It's like a slush fund, as you understand it, for crime intelligence. Well, he got information that apparently this was being abused, and he had traced the suspect back to officials in NPA headquarters. He says he did the right thing, and he wrote up a report, and he submitted this report exposing the people involved in this alleged abuse of the C fund. Mm. He says that is when his problems within the NPA started. He said he then became a subject of a victimization. He said he was accused of underperforming, whereas previous years he had been found to be performing quite well within the NPA. And it was put to him by his attorney, or advocate rather, Mervyn Rip, who's really leading him. He says, so what you're saying is that those allegations of underperforming is in fact part of the vendetta that was brought about you reporting abuse of the internal C fund. Mm. He said, yes, that is correct.
What did he say then about that 2007 affidavit which ended up in Jackie Sileba's application for a stay of prosecution?
Yeah, this was another one of the allegations that he had undermined NPA processes, that he had turned against one of their own, of course, this being prosecutor Kherinel at the time, and that he had assisted Jackie Sileba in his application to have the case against him stopped. He says this is not the case. He says there was a meeting at one point with then National Director of Public Prosecution, Vusi Pekoli, related to the so-called Browse Mole report which had emerged, which was allegedly emanating from the Scorpions at the time. He says there was much concern within the organization, and they were told by Pekoli that you must cooperate with an investigation into this particular matter. He says it wasn't long after that he was contacted by a task team, which included members from the National Intelligence Agency at the time, to investigate this particular matter. They asked him for an affidavit. He said he deposed to this affidavit on the understanding that it was a top secret document, that it would never go further than these particular individuals. And he deposed to this affidavit only later to find out, much to his shock, he says, that it ended up in Jackie Sileba's application to have this permanent stay of prosecution. He says that he called the investigators involved in this particular matter, and they told him that there was a formal application for declassification, and that there had even been a request from then President Thabo Mbeki to obtain access to his particular affidavit. So he says he had done it in good faith when he deposed to this affidavit. You had no links or consultations with Sileba or his evidence team, and that it was taken without his knowledge.
All right. Senior EWN reporter Barry Bateman, thank you so much for that update.